Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy football.
It's time for One Dude with a Fantasy. One dude with just one fantasy. Okay. Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson gives you the latest fantasy football updates, picks, and more to make sure your team is a winner.
Look, I don't know what sort of twisted fantasy you've concocted.
One Dude with a Fantasy is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Bo Johnson.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome in to the November 2nd edition of One Dude with a Fantasy, man. I am Bo Johnson, that dude, here with you for the next 58 minutes and 10 seconds to give you all the fantasy goodness that you deserve. Thanks for joining me. Like always, 404-726-0929. That is the number to the phone line. It's also the number to the text line. I've got the phone screeners open. The text line is open. My girl Noelle White's on the other side of the glass about to share an inspirational story about Noelle here in just 1 minute. Let me go to shout out real quick to my daughter Juice Johnson, who is on her way to a softball tournament right now and may be listening. It's playoff time, baby. Start the playoffs next week. Juice's regular rec season is officially done. She finishes with 41 strikeouts and 21 innings pitched. I get it. It's 10-year-old rec ball, but how many pitchers that we've faced this year have been able to say that? So pretty remarkable. So what's up, Juice? Headed out to Mayoretta for a little softball tournament today. So as we get into Thursday night football, when I get to the studio this morning, we're talking about, you know, it's like 6:07. Walk in the studio to say hi to Noelle, and she hits me with a, I did it. I won a game. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you inspired me. So I went in and won a game. I'm like, look, woman, I just woke up like 40 minutes ago. So you're going to have to give me some details. She's like, after last week's show about you talking about you're never out of it in fantasy football, she actually went into the website, to the app, to the 929 Fantasies League, adjusted her lineup, because that's how easy it is, people, and she won her game last week. So, and this is I'm telling you this as a segue into Thursday night football, because now Noelle is 1-7, but look, we have 6 weeks left in the regular fantasy football season. All right, weeks 15, 16, and 17 of the NFL season are the traditional playoffs now, because you're typically going to leave week 18 of the NFL season out, because there's a lot of folks sitting on champion, on good teams. All right, so with 6 weeks left in the regular season, Noelle, and this goes out to all of you, because a lot of you are there. I don't have any teams that are 1-7. Out of my 12, thank goodness, but I've been there. The person that's in first place in this particular league is 6-2. All right, shout out Mo Cheese. Looks like Mo lost last week, too, after I took him down. Now he's on a two-game losing streak, or I guess that's just two in a row. Three in a row is a streak. Mo is 6-2 and in first place. Noelle is 1-7. All right, with 6 weeks left, that puts her 5 games out of first. Now, will she need some miraculousness to hop up into first place? Probably. But Mo is 6-2. Dylan in sixth place, which is a playoff spot, people. So in fantasy football in most leagues, like half the teams make the playoffs. Dylan Matthews is 4-4 in sixth place, and he is in a playoff spot. Now, Noel, being 1-7, by my math, is only three games out of sixth with 6 weeks left to go. Very attainable. All you got to do is get into the playoffs in fantasy football, and anything can happen. All right, seeding matters. It matters, but not as much as you may think, because we know by playing fantasy football, you can't trust these fools. All I'm sitting here doing for the whole hour is telling you what I'm guessing is going to happen. Now, this is based off of, you know, previous things that have happened in the world, probability of things happening, but it's still, we're guessing. So you're never out of it. The reason why this is a segue into Thursday Night Football is because Noelle's already ahead in her Week 9 matchup, and she's going up against me, but she had Davante Adams on Thursday Night Football. And as we get into Thursday Night Football, these are the Jets we thought we were getting, right? Look, it was a fun second half. First half was pretty boring. It actually lulled me to sleep a little bit. I woke up with about and saw a lot of the second half, but the first half was just kind of boring. Nobody looked on the same page. Aaron Rodgers didn't look on the same page as his receivers. But wow, what a catch by Garrett Wilson. Probably the best catch since OBJ's, but OBJ's was better. OBJ caught his catch with three fingers. Garrett Wilson with the jump man catch, as it is being called, because if he paused it at the right spot, dude looks like just like the Jumpman logo. Davante Adams, after the game, actually was talking about Jumpman brand maybe prying Garrett Wilson away from Adidas after that catch, which was pretty cool because Davante Adams is a Jumpman client as well as a Taco Bell client. I say again, I would love to have a Taco Bell in my house. It'd be awesome. These are the Jets we thought we were getting. All right, but let me start with the Texans. All right, C.J. Stroud, 11 for 30 for 191 yards. He gets you 12 points. It's, you know, look, C.J. Stroud, he saves his day by rushing 8 times for 59 yards. And C.J. Stroud doesn't have a high floor to run the football, although he did run the football really effectively in college. He's not one of those guys that's going to do plan runs like Lamar and Jaden. He can escape. He can get out of trouble with his legs, a la Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes. He did that because his offensive line sucks. And he was running all over the place on Thursday night. The New York Jets had 8 sacks on Thursday night. Why do I bring that up? Because the Atlanta Falcons have 6 on the season. I'm not going on a sack tangent like everybody else has this past week on Monday on Sports Radio 99 The Game as the Falcons face the Cowboys this weekend. 6 sacks. I've written like 3 articles this week that are up on our website about the Falcons' sack problems. 2 of them were they going to do anything at the trade deadline? I wrote an article yesterday that the Falcons necessarily haven't needed sacks yet because they have such timely turnovers in the secondary. Jesse Bates with a fumble in the second play of the game. Last week, A.J. Terrell with a freaking interception where he lays out like Superman that ices the game against the Bucs. So I'm not going to get into a sack tangent because that only counts a little bit here in fantasy football. But better days are coming for C.J. Stroud, but he's got to get Nico back. Nico's back in a couple of weeks. Tank Dell had a great game, 6 catches for 126 yards, 19 points. But Joe Mixon's going to be the biggest benefactor of Nico not being in there. Stephon Diggs on IR, out for the rest of the season with an ACL tear, if you didn't know that. But Tank Dell is going to continue to have games like this with Nico out. The good thing about the Stephon Diggs injury is that Tank Dell is still going to be relevant when Nico comes back. He's not just going to smash like this for 19 points every week. Joe Mixon continues to just be a beast. Let's just hope he stays healthy. We haven't had a whole lot of running back health issues thus far in the season. But look, those guys that you drafted late rounds, your Trey Bensons, your Zach Charbonnets, you got to keep those guys on your bench, even though they've just been sitting there collecting 0 points, because if any of these running backs get hurt, and maybe I'll do that next week, is give you a list of the going into the playoffs. Now, we have 2 teams on bye today, Steelers, 49ers. Now, tell me how much sense this makes. We have 6 teams on bye next week, if I'm not mistaken. The week after that, which will be week 11, I think, either week 11 or 12, We have four. Then we have two. And then in week 14, we have six more teams on bye. Can we just balance this out, NFL? Make it make sense? Jesus. Anywho, where was I? Joe Mixon, badass. Dalton Schultz, 3 for 21. Look, he's a tight end bucket guy. He got you 5 points. That's about what you can rely on Dalton Schultz. You know, if he gets in the end zone, he has a good tight end day. If he doesn't, he still has a good enough floor to where he's not going to kill you. And then we were all expecting John Mechie to step up and do a little something. But look, unless the Houston Texans improve their offensive line, you're not going to get any production out of John Mechie because he is probably fifth in line for targets, especially after Nico comes back. So he only got 2 targets, didn't even catch a ball, 0 on the stat line. You're not going to start John Mechie, or you didn't probably, unless you're in a super deep league. On to the Green Bay Packers. A lot more fantasy goodness for the Green Bay Packers. Unless your name's Malachi Corley. Come on, man. This may have been Malachi Corley's like first rush of his career. It sure as hell would have been his first touchdown. But what does Malachi Corley do? He drops the ball on the 1.5-yard line, and it gets fumbled through the back of the end zone for a touchback. So instead of a Green Bay Packers touchdown, or I mean a New York Jets touchdown, it ends up being Houston Texans ball in the 20. This happened last week with Kyle Pitts. Gentlemen, secure the freaking football. You don't look cool by dropping the football at the 1-yard line. It would not surprise me. Somebody should have been in Malachi Corley's face, Jeff Ulbrich, after this happened. But it wouldn't surprise me if you don't see Malachi Corley for a minute. Now, they did win the game. He cost his team a touchdown, though. Not that you're starting Malachi Corley in fantasy football, but he has negative 0.2 points. If he scores that touchdown, he gets you 7 points. But look, you weren't starting Malachi Corley. Some of you were starting Aaron Rodgers, 22 for 32 for 211 yards, 3 touchdowns, gets you 20 points. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be a weekly starter? All right, look, I'm going to tell you this. Moving forward and into the playoffs, the New York Jets have a much easier schedule than they did the first half of the football season. I'm not saying the New York Jets are going to go on a playoff run, but for fantasy football causes, reasons, Aaron Rodgers is going to be startable on some of these matchups. I'm not saying he's locked in as an every week starter, but as a bye week fill-in or as a streaming quarterback, you can look at Aaron Rodgers a few times. And in a 2-quarterback league or super flex, roll him on out there. Breece Hall, 15 for 74. He had the volume. That's what we like. He gets you 11 points. If Breece Hall scores a touchdown, you know, things are different for Breece Hall. So, you know, chalk that. You're still going to start Breece Hall every week. On to the pass catchers, though. Davante Adams, 7 for 91 and a touchdown. Davante gets you 22 points. Congratulations on Noel for having Davante Adams. It's not like she was benching him. You're not going to bench Davante Adams at any time. All right. But as him and Aaron Rodgers get back on the same page, Davante Adams does leave this game shortly, comes back in, wins the game with the touchdown where he broke free after a double move, like you've seen Davante Adams. And Aaron Rodgers just knows where Davante is going to be. Davante Adams, when Aaron Rodgers threw that ball on Thursday night, probably had about a foot of separation. By the time Davante Adams catches the ball, he's got like 5 feet of separation. So Davante Adams with the game. Garrett Wilson, who has been the biggest benefactor of Davante Adams being on the game on the Jets, 9 for 90, 2 touchdowns. He gets you 30 points. I got some Garrett Wilson. I got some Joe Mixon. I got some. I got Breece Hall on a few teams. I was happy when I woke up Friday morning to see that I was already out to a head start, except for in my matchup versus Noel White, where she is going for her second game in a row. All right, we got to go. The injury report is next, as well as some quarterbacks that we're going to put on fire and some ice. I had one in particular that I was going to set up a tease for, but I did a horrible job organizing my notes. But the Rams are back. And CMC is almost back. I'm going to tell you when on the other side of this break. Give me 5 minutes. It's One Dude with a Fantasy. I think Noel was trying to flash that we had a caller on the line. Hang out with us for 5 minutes. I'll be right back. One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 910 of the game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I want to know what your fantasy is. Well, probably shouldn't try to rap if there's like a turtle in your throat. Is that what that's called? Welcome back. One Dude with a Fantasy here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes left. Actually, only about 12 minutes left. On this Saturday, November 2nd, before I hand it over to college football game time, the Garrett Chapman and John Fricke show. As let's see, it's Saturday. It's the day of the cocktail party. If I'm not mistaken, my guy Abe Gordon is in Jacksonville right now. He's come back from a cruise. I know they're going to the game today, Abe and his dad. Speaking of dudes, shout out to Brian, the Georgia fan, who was once part of Two Dudes, Same Fantasy. It was a lot cooler sounding when we could say it like that. But what up, B? Hope I'm doing you proud. It is time for Fire and Ice in the last, like, 11 minutes that we have first. Before that, though, you can hit me up on the text line, 404-726-0929. Terrell Owens or Randy Moss, Rusty? I am going Randy Moss all day and twice on Sundays. And I'm taking Penn State over Ohio State today. Allard's supposed to play. Give me the 3.5 points. Those were both from Rusty. But I want to go out to the phone line now and get it was. 1 second. Clinton and Noonan. What's going on, Clinton?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going pretty well, man.
Good. I've got my quarterback is Darnold, and I got my two running backs, Barkley and Mixon. So I've got, and my tight end is Kelce. So I'm looking
pretty good. Then nice little start by Joe Mixon on Thursday. He's been great for you all season. Sir. You've known that.
Yeah, but I was playing against Devontae and Aaron Rodgers, so that was hurt. That hurt.
Hey, but kudos to your psychopath league mate for starting Aaron Rodgers. I mean, because it was a good matchup. We knew that he should do some stuff, but it was kind of a stay away until he proves it for me. Yeah, he's been bad.
Yeah, they were favored, though. I mean, I guess, prognosticators.
Hey, man. Hey, look, Vegas knows, man. Vegas knows.
Yep. So I've got two receivers and two flexes, and I've got a quandary of players you just talked about. Xavier Worthy, I've got Cooper and Lockett, those three receivers. I've got Olave. I'm going to start Olave, but those three, it's a coin flip because you never know what they're going to give you every week.
Yep.
But I can throw Laporta in there, which is my other tight end. So I've got Laporta and Kelce, but he hasn't been lighting it up this year. And then I've got Bucky Irving and Austin Eckler are my other one. So I've got a bunch of players that are hit and miss.
And you need four of these?
Yes, two receivers and two flexes.
All right, but you're already starting Olave because he's going to smash today, especially Derek Carr.
Right.
If Derek Carr's back, right, Chris Olave is going to go off. So is Kamara. It's the Carolina Panthers. I would normally say start as many Saints as you can, but we're going to pump the brakes on that. But yeah, Chris Olave should smash. So should Alvin Kamara. So you definitely want him. No DK Metcalf. Give me some Tyler Lockett this week. And then you need two more. Oh.
Yep.
I would honestly think about starting Sam Laporta in one of those flex spots. And then if Brian Robinson does not play, it's probably going to be Austin Eckler for me. Look, man, and then, Xavier Worthy, don't let me stop you from starting Xavier Worthy. He's just not, like I said, I'm a volume guy. I love high floors, better than high ceilings. Right. But Xavier Worthy is one of those low-floor, high-ceiling guys. Look, he may give you four receptions for 125 in a TUD. But he might also give you four receptions for 32 yards. So, but look, they have a great matchup. So I don't want to leave you confused. It's a great matchup. If you want to, it's kind of a dice roll. You're already off to a good start with the other guys, though. So he could be what puts you over the top. So I would definitely go with Lockett and Olave. I would think about Laporta just because I think he is rounding back into form over there with the Detroit Lions. We do know Jared Goff. Look, he had a record-setting year in fantasy football as a tight end last year, and he's still that same guy. So,
right.
And then Bucky Irving, I would definitely leave off just because they got a horrible matchup today, or Monday versus the Chiefs. Hope I was able to help, though, brother. Appreciate you calling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, man, thanks for listening. All right, let's move into Fire and Ice now. I mentioned Tua Tagovailoa on the other side of the break. Before Tua, look, Tua played the Bills already. This is actually the game that he played in when he got hurt. So before he got hurt, before he got that concussion versus the Bills, he had thrown up three picks and he had a 56 passer rating. Bills have a stingy pass defense. They actually have a decent rush defense this season, too. They've given up 13 fewest pass yards per game and the ninth lowest passer rating. Now, I'm giving you numbers like 13th and 9th. That's kind of right there in the middle. But you kind of want to have a plus matchup in fantasy football. You got to be better than average, right? Well, they have a better-than-average pass defense to the Buffalo Bills, so I'm sitting Tua this week. I'm also sitting Trevor Lawrence versus the Eagles. Not a good matchup this week. Trevor Lawrence, if you are a Trevor Lawrence owner, you've probably had him on your bench a lot this season, as I have. And I have Trevor Lawrence in a super flex, and he's been on my bench. Philly's giving up the 7th fewest pass touchdowns, the 10th fewest pass yards per game. They're giving up less than 200 yards per game. All right, don't like Trevor Lawrence this week. Who should I start in fantasy football if I have a quarterback? If you haven't been starting Trevor Lawrence, there's a good chance that you drafted Trevor Lawrence and you picked up Bo Nix off of waivers. Good on you, because Bo Nix is another smash spot versus the Baltimore Ravens. Look, I've told y'all this for 2 weeks in a row. It's still hard to say. Baltimore Ravens, worst pass defense in the NFL as far as yards per game. Best rush defense, worst pass defense. Now, most of that is probably because teams are playing from behind and they're having to throw the ball, but who cares? If my team gets down by 20 and we're having to throw the ball for the whole second half, but Baltimore is going to also give up those yards, bring it on. It's fantasy football. We don't care about wins and losses. We only care about points. Three top 10 finishes in the last four games. He rushes the football a lot. He's 5th in red zone carries, 4th in rushing yards, 3rd in rushing touchdowns among all quarterbacks. And like I said, the Ravens are giving up 291 yards per game through the air, and they've given up the most pass touchdowns also. Bo Nix, smash. Caleb Williams versus the Cardinals. Look, he had a dud last week where he should have smashed versus the Commanders, but he had two top 6 finishes the previous 2 weeks. Arizona's given up 13th most passing touchdowns, so they're right there in the middle. 6th highest passer rating against quarterbacks. 7th most pass yards per game. The Arizona Cardinals are giving up 237 through the air. This one might even be a sneaky little type of shootout through over-under gamblers out there. Geno Smith versus the Rams. Geno is in a good spot this year because he throws the ball a lot. He's 1st in passing attempts and pass yards in the NFL. All right, the Rams are giving up the 7th highest passer rating in the middle of the road. They give up over 200 yards per game to a guy that throws the ball more than anybody else in the NFL. Give me some Geno Smith. And on the other side of that ball, give me some Matt Stafford, too. Did you see last week when Matt Stafford had healthy receivers? Goodness gracious alive. We hope Puka Nacua is going to play. Game time decision. Seattle gives up a high pass rating, 5th most passing touchdowns in the league, 4th most fantasy points allowed via the passer. Let's hope that this game's a shootout. Geno Smith versus Matt Stafford. You can start them both this week in fantasy football. All right, on to our running backs. Now, this one's going to tug at your heartstrings if you're a Nick Chubb owner. Nick Chubb's working his way back. He's still not getting Nick Chubb volume, and he's still on a snap count. All right, they have come out and said this. Have the Cleveland Browns. He's still going to be on a snap count. It's just a bad matchup versus the Chargers. They're only giving up 84 yards per game to the running backs. They're only giving up like 110 to teams total. All right, one rushing touchdown total this season. It came in week 1. All right, so don't like Nick Chubb. I especially don't like him in DFS. But if you want to start Nick Chubb just because he's Nick Chubb, I get it. He's a hard person to bench, especially since you've had him on your team all year. Somebody else on your team all year that you've had that's been smashing against good teams in not doing very well against bad teams, but you got him late, Javonte Williams versus the Ravens. Javonte should have crushed it last week but did not. But now he has a bad matchup in the Baltimore Ravens. Like I just said, the Ravens are only giving up 70 yards per game on the ground total on the season. We're in week 9. 70. All right. Don't like Javonte Williams. Don't like J.K. Dobbins in his 24 carries this week versus the Browns. Now, it might be those 20-plus carries that saves J.K. Dobbins, so he will get volume. Browns defense has only allowed one game greater than 15 points to any running back this season. All right. In the past 2 weeks alone, or 3 weeks, rather, they just faced Saquon Barkley less than 10 points. They just faced Derrick Henry less than 15 points. The Browns defense is good against running backs. Who are we going to start this week? Who's on fire? Give me some Chase Brown versus the Raiders. I just told you how Chase Brown has been slowly but surely taking this job from Zach Moss. Now Zach Moss might not even play. You kidding me? Going up against the Raiders? They've given up the 10th. They've given up 10 rushing touchdowns this season. That's tied for fourth most in the NFL. All right. Start Chase Brown versus the Raiders, and you can probably start Chase Brown in a lot of matchups moving forward. I'm not going to say he's a lock-it-in guy, but we do love the volume that Chase Brown is getting. Zach Moss has been, what was the guy that Lou Gehrig took his job? I'll remember it. Somebody out there is like, oh, it's, I bet Brian G, the Bulldog fans out there, like, it was this guy. I got Y.A. Tittles coming to mind for some reason because it's a weird name like that. Bucky Dent. No, not Bucky Dent. It'll come to me. Brian Robinson versus the Giants. And especially Austin Eckler versus the Giants if Brian Robinson doesn't play because Brian Robinson is on the injury report. Let's flash back to week 2 versus this same Giants team. He had 133 rushing yards, and the Giants are allowing the 6th most rush yards per game at 142. So I don't know if Brian Robinson's going to have 133 rushing yards again today, tomorrow. He could have more. But if Brian Robinson does not play, I do love Austin Eckler versus the Giants. And if you need a flex player where you're looking for 12 or so points, that's what makes a good flex play. Like an ideal, perfect flex play is the guy that comes in and gets you touchdowns. You do like Austin Eckler this week versus the Giants out of the backfield because he pays a pass catcher. You know, his 5 or 6 receptions will probably yield 10 points. So, versus the Giants, especially, though, if Brian Robinson doesn't play. And then Chuba Hubbard. Yep, versus my very own New Orleans Saints. Look, a good matchup's a good matchup, and I can call my guys out for being garbage this season. It's mostly due to injury, but they're also getting a little long in the tooth. 5th most rush yards per game at 144. All right, no Jonathan Brooks this week. And then Miles Sanders. Where's that guy been all season? He may be traded on Tuesday, so don't look for him to be get a whole lot of action. Love some Chuba Hubbard versus the Saints. Love some Chuba Hubbard to get the volume that he's been getting until Jonathan Brooks gets eased back or eased in. He's never played. Special love him this week, though. On to our wide receivers. While we only got about 2 minutes left, we are icing Amari Cooper versus the Dolphins. Look, Amari Cooper just joined the Buffalo Bills where he only had a 10% target share last week. He did score a touchdown. Remember when Keon Coleman had to point to him what route to run. Miami's allowed the 4th fewest fantasy points per game and receiving yards per game to perimeter wide receivers. That's where Amari Cooper plays. Don't like him this week versus the Dolphins. He's probably not going to draw a whole lot of shadow coverage versus the Dolphins because they got 2 guys over there. Don't like Amari Cooper this week. Calvin Ridley versus the Patriots. Don't like it. He's probably going to get Christian Gonzalez. Christian Gonzalez is shadowed Jamar Chase, Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, DK Metcalf, and Tyreek Hill. And only Metcalf surpassed 60 receiving yards. That's why we don't like Calvin Ridley. Christian Gonzalez is a good player. Who are we going to fire up this week for our wide receivers? Roll out Khalil Shakir on the other side of the ball for the Buffalo Bills. Amari Cooper just walked through the door, but he is going to draw attention away from Khalil Shakir. Miami gives up a lot of points to slot receivers. 9th highest passer rating, 16 fantasy points per game on average to slot receivers this season do the Miami Dolphins play. Give me some Jacoby Myers versus the Bengals. That's all they have outside of Brock Bowers now with no Devontae Adams. Cincinnati pass defense has allowed 12 opposing wideouts to post double-digit fantasy points this season. 7th most fantasy points per game, 12th most receiving yards. Give me some Jacoby Myers and all that volume this week. All right. And Pittman and Downs, the law firm of Pittman and Downs, are back, baby. And as long as Joe Flacco starts for the Indianapolis Colts, Pittman and Downs should both be pretty good starts for you, but especially today. The Vikings secondary has allowed the fifth most passing yards on the season and the sixth most passing touchdowns. That's 14 over the whole over the season. Last four games, they've allowed 10 touchdowns to wide receivers alone, have the Minnesota Vikings. Are you flashing me a line to, or are you flashing me we got to go into? We got to go into? All right. Well, that's pretty much all I had for you anyway. As college football game time makes its way into the studio, look, 404-726-0929, that is the number to the text line. If you want to hit me on there, you can. I'm going to be at a softball tournament for most of the day. I'm coaching the Norcross Blue Devils. I'm going to watch the Ryan Renegades. Both teams are going to come out victorious. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Jedi Sports Radio. You can also DM me on Twitter and IG. I'm at Jedi Sports Radio too. If I know you, you can hit me on my cell phone. Not just going to go giving that out on the radio, though. All right? Find me on Twitter. Find me on IG. Look for my article that will be up tomorrow morning on fantasy football. That's where you're going to find all of your Fire and Ice picks for this week. And if you have the Odyssey app, you can find me on the Andy and Randy page. That'll be up in about an hour as well. This has been One Dude with a Fantasy. College football game time is next. I will see y'all next week. My name is Bo Johnson. Peace out.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.